The group blames President Obama for how the Federal Aviation Administration is administering the budget cuts. Joel Aaron with Americans for Prosperity Georgia says the FAA could have found other places to cut besides furloughing air traffic controllers.
The sequester cuts represented very small cuts in the total spending out of Washington, and this is more of a political maneuver than anything else.
Hartsfield-Jackson is yet to see major effects of the sequester, but Americans for Prosperity says Atlanta travelers feel it at other airports. Meanwhile, the head of the FAA said he had no choice but to enact the furloughs. The White House says it supports a Democratic Senate plan to hold off on sequestration for 5 months so Congress can try to reach a budget compromise. Michelle Worth, WABE News.